This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Getting ready for Thursday night football coming up 7 p.m. The Buffalo Bills at the Houston Texans. We'll have that for you on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Coming up this weekend, actually tomorrow, for UNO basketball. They're going to be taking on Fresno State. Just got done with the matchup against Pepperdine out west. Joining us from the great state of California, Stacy Hollowell, UNO men's basketball head coach. Thanks so much for the time, Coach. How you been?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Doing great. Coach, again, congratulations. Really nice start. We got so many new players on the team. I've got coaches in my family, and they always were like, you know, people make a deal about new players, and it does take a little while to gel. But if you got smart players, and he said, I'm not talking about, you know, coming up with a cancer cure or splitting the atom, but knowing what you got to do out there, it really makes it easier. And I see a nice mix of what you've been able to piece together at UNO this year. And they've gelled really well for not playing together for a long period of time.
Well, we do. We have good players. We've got, you know, some upperclassmen that have experience at other places. Jay Buckley from, you know, he was at Southeastern last year, was first team all conference, can, you know, lead us, and he doesn't really get sped up. And Colton Benson has been, he was at Army and Texas State and got some experience. And both of those guys have done a really nice job leading us to this point.
Coach, one of the things is a lot of times, and I see you're different with it, you might have a certain philosophy of what you want to do, and you still want to stress that, but you play to the strength of other of players, because in this ever-changing world of college athletics, if you don't sort of bend a little bit about what you want to do offensively, defensively, you're gonna die on the vine. But you have adjusted well to the personnel and what they do best, and I think that's the mark of a good coach, and you're doing a great job of that.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, when you have guys that have some basketball intelligence, you can get a lot done. And we've tried to run actions that suit them best. And, you know, you've got to evolve in this game. I mean, you see guys leaving our profession, you know, every year in droves because of all the changes, and you adapt or you get run over.
Question about it. Everybody has really talked about what's happened in the offseason, and certainly with Master P sort of helping out and putting that name on that program and getting it out there. From your standpoint, how much has that really, really helped your basketball team? Because I feel as though, you know, most people, they know, they associate him and they know him, and there's a draw to that. Okay, if he's involved with this, they must be successful. And so that's drawn you players that, say, maybe wouldn't have come here without him being involved?
Well, I certainly think him as a magnetic personality has helped. The things that he helped do in the off season, you know, fixing the practice gym up to the point where it looks like a mid to high major programs facility, our locker room, all of that helped. And then, you know, for young people, social media is everything. And he's got a huge social media presence and is able to kind of push our guys out there into the social media scene. And, you know, I think the group of guys that we have here saw that vision and saw how it can benefit them down the road.
Playing, your thoughts on the Pepperdine game, and, you know, we all associate, man, Pepperdine's been a pretty good program basketball-wise for quite some time, and then now playing Fresno State, kind of a little bit of a scouting report on Fresno State and sort of what happened against Pepperdine, who again, has been a top program for a long time in college basketball.
We'll start with Pepperdine first. I almost feel like we showed up thinking we were going to win, and you know, didn't do a great job being down in a stance. I know it sounds old school, but we weren't taking up space, left too many windows of opportunity for them to score the ball, and they didn't miss much. I think they were 25 of 28 from the free throw line for the game. And going into that game, they had dominated people on the glass, and you know, we were able to kind of hang in there. With that, we were down 16 at one point, cut it to 8 before halftime, cut it to 1, feels like about 2.5 minutes left in the game, and ran an action that was for a guy to get downhill. He lost the ball and ended up on the ground, and his guy ended up on the other end of the floor, knocked down a 3. We just never were able to catch up with him and tried to foul the rest of the way and ended up losing by 11. But Fresno's a little bit different. In some ways, we match up, I'd say, better with them. Point guard can get downhill and score it. They're two guards similar to ours, maybe a little bit better, not better, taller. He's 6'5", but similar player, shoots the ball really well. So it'll be a good game. They play dribble drive. Vance Wahlberg is the coach, and he's kind of the father of the dribble drive offense, so it'll be a fun one.
Yes, I always ask this to coaches when you start a season. Is there a player that has developed that you say, man, he's a hell of a lot better than I thought he would be when we brought him in? Is there a player like that on your basketball team?
I mean, I think you could say Churchill Abbas maybe, and I say that because he hasn't played much at the last two schools that that he attended. But just, you know, big, strong physical presence and has had some really good moments for us. Panayotis Pagonis, kid from Greece, had a really nice game against Pepperdine. I think he had 17 in the first half the other night. So I think those guys are maybe two, I don't want to say surprises. We knew they had some ability, but have kind of stepped up for us.
Coach, looking at this schedule, man, it's forever since we finally get to see the UNO come home.
And you,
well,
road trip.
We're ready. We're ready. To come home. That. We got this Fresno game. We get back on Saturday, practice Sunday, go to Mississippi State on Monday, fly to Lubbock on Tuesday, play Texas Tech on Wednesday, eat some turkey on Thursday. So, feels like it's never ending. It's going to be, you know, a nice little road trip for us. But looking forward to getting back home. I think December 6th and December 8th, we've got two conference games at home.
Yes, sir.
From a health standpoint, because Coach, I know that, you know, okay, it is basketball and you have injuries. How have you been so far from a health standpoint?
We've done pretty well. You know, typical bumps and bruises playing on the road and playing in some Power 5 matchups. But we're down 1 right now. But we have 14 healthy and feel like we're in pretty good shape.
From the kind of feedback you get early from in the recruiting standpoint, how has that been? Because I think, you know, it's the lifeblood of any program, and it never sort of stops for a coach. I mean, you even though you're in the season, you still out there recruiting. I mean, 24/7. It's part of the world that we have kind of built up in college athletics today. What has been the response from not only local young men, but also from guys outside the area to the success you've had this year at UNO?
I think there's certainly an excitement about it. My goal when I got the job was to fill the arena again, and I feel like we're moving in that direction. And, you know, if you look at what P's been able to bring to the table just with kind of the promotions and the in-game experience stuff, all of it is helping the tide rise for us, and feel like we're going to be in a good spot.
Coach, looking back at your former team with the Loyola Wolfpack, that 2022 national championship run, how did your team then navigate those challenges, such as being displaced due to Hurricane Ida that year?
Well, I was driving into work that morning, and I say that morning, it was probably 3 days before, and whoever I was listening to that morning said that we were running out of gas in the city, and our guys had just gotten back from lifting weights, and I told them, go pack your things and get on the road and leave, and if the university's got a problem with it, then I'll deal with it later, but, you know, I want you guys to get out of here. So they left, and when we realized that the roof was blown off at Loyola, you know, we pivoted pretty quickly and set up a training camp in Dallas, and practiced at the Mark Cuban Center in Dallas. I guess we were out there for about 10 days. And really, I think that helped bring us together in a really unique way. And those guys learned that you can only control what you can control. And the only thing that really stopped us that year was the CDC changed the guidance on the COVID booster shot. And we were on a road trip and completely missed it. We had a guy get sick, and they shut 9 of our guys down that were unboosted, 8 unboosted, 1 was sick. And we went on the road straight out of quarantine and lost the game. And but other than that, we were fortunate, didn't have injuries, and guys were bought in. They had played together for a while, and that continuity went a long way.
Coach, definitely appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Hope you have a successful road stand, and looking forward to UNO getting back home in December.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Best of luck to you.
That was Coach Hollowell, UNO men's basketball coach, joining us. They got a game against Fresno State tomorrow. And then, like I mentioned, Mike, it's forever since the Privateers come home.
Now, you talk about a road trip.
Right.
That's the ultimate one that they got. It'll be a long – they don't come back till December, right? Is it the 3rd?
I think he said the 6th.
December
6th, right.
Wow. That is a long road trip.
You're right back home, and you're in conference play.
Yep. Get ready for it, because it's right here. But you get all these games in, and sometimes it's against teams you know have more talent than you, but it's to get you ready
right
for when the conference play starts.
Mike, real quick before we go to break, LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier officially is out for Saturday's game against Western Kentucky. Michael Van Buren will get a start for the second straight game. No surprise there, but definitely big disappointment for Garrett, man, going into senior night.
Yeah, it really is. And you feel bad for him because,
yeah,
you know, he could have come out early for the draft had he wanted to and decided to stay, try to boost his draft stock. It didn't work out for him. But I just felt after they made the change and you saw the W upon the board, we might never see him again
right
in an LSU uniform. So, and I wish the best for Van Buren, but I've gotten to know Garrett throughout the time frame, and you feel for him there. But I tell people all the time, there's that second season, everybody, oh, he's devastated his draft stock. He ain't devastated nothing. They got a second season of this. Workouts, combine, Senior Bowl, all these events where he can come back, and all it takes is one team to believe in you. This, he ain't running for the presidency. This ain't the Electoral College here.
Taking a break here on our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. When we get back after the break, going to get into our pick six segment, talk about what we had happen over the weekend, and getting into our selections for this college and NFL action weekend coming up. Taking that break, be back right after this on WWL.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Rocking and rolling here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, gearing up for Thursday night football this evening. The Houston Texans and Buffalo Bills taking on each other, getting the week of action started. And we got Saints football this weekend against the hated Atlanta Falcons. And man, oh man, it's just weird that we're so late in the season and we're finally getting into the first matchup against Atlanta. We know that the last game of the season, too, will be against the Falcons as well. But just a really weird schedule, how things shook out for the Saints this year.
I think what they like to do now, Steve, is put these division games later in the back, because they feel as though it might mean something.
I get it.
You roll in the dice with it, but
More often than not, I think.
Yeah, because you would normally have the Falcons one of the top one or two games to start the schedule.
Yeah.
But now they slipped it a little bit, and I think that has been the trend to put a lot of these division games toward the back end of the schedule.
Well, back on Sports Talk here, our weekend kickoff edition is trying to get into our pick six segment. Charlie, let the folks know how we all did this past weekend.
I won this week, guys, and that is because the Georgia Bulldogs came through for me. Shout out to Kirby Smart in Georgia. 4-2 record for Charlie Long. Mike Dettillier went 3-3. Steve went 2-4. And guys, we got to come to a conclusion on this because Bobby was busy this past week. He was up in Chicago. I never got his picks for this past week's game, so
he loses them.
0-6. 0-6.
I told him you lose them. You didn't send it in. No, Mike. I was busy. I said no. You didn't. You lost them. Then
I guess he'll have an asterisk next to his name this year.
No, my thing is, don't give me the picks Monday after the damn game's over the weekend. Yeah. I don't want to see that.
Right, no, so we'll call it 0-6 for Bobby, unfortunately for him, but I didn't get his pick, so we'll move on from that. Arkansas gave us all a win, guys. That was a sweep. We all took Arkansas plus the points, plus 5.5. That worked out. Where we all lost was Alabama in a real shocking upset against Oklahoma. They were 6.5-point favorites, and OU won outright. at Bryant-Denny Stadium. That was a stunner there. As I mentioned, Georgia -6.5. That worked out for me. Both of you guys had Texas +6.5. The Bills, clean sweep for all of us. That worked out. They covered the 5.5 against the Buccaneers. The Seahawks, Mike, you and I were on Seattle this past weekend. They covered 3.5 against the Rams. Steve, you lost that one. And then we all lost the Chiefs -3.5 on the road against Denver. I don't know what to think about that Denver team. I don't really know what to think about that Chiefs team. But spoiler alert, we'll be getting to them a little bit later on. Guys, we're moving on to college football week 13. This week I do have Bobby's picks, so we'll include those there. We only have two games in college football this week. I kind of went back and forth if I should include Tulane and Temple, or if I should just do the two top 25 games and then do a four-game loaded week 12 for the NFL. That's what we ended up doing. So the two top 25 ranked matchups we got this weekend, guys, another Oklahoma game, number 8 OU, 7.5-point favorites at home against number 22 Missouri. Bobby's got Mizzou +7.5. I would take the under in this game. I know it's set really low. It's two really good defenses. 7.5. OU continues to burn me, whether I pick them or pick against them. With me taking Missouri here to cover that 7.5, because I think that half point is really the sucker bet, and I think that it's a touchdown type of game. I think OU wins. I think Missouri covers, but I have not had good luck taking Oklahoma this year, guys.
I'm going to go with Missouri, and I wonder if there's a hangover with Oklahoma.
Interesting.
After that Bama game?
That's back-to-back years they're beating the Tide. And Mature, I thought John looked the best I've seen him since he's come back from the injury. But I think Missouri can hang with them. I'm going to go with Missouri in the points.
I'm like you, Charlie, with Oklahoma. I've been horrible with them. I'm always on the wrong side of picking. And since you're the same way, you took Missouri in the points, I'm going to give them. Give me Oklahoma in this matchup at home, given the 7.5.
Well, listen, I mean, it might work out for you. OU is just a weird team. I don't know what to tell you. They've had a couple games this year. We've picked them a ton, by the way. It feels like every single week they're playing a top 25 game, which is a testament to how good of a season that they're having, that they're still an 8-2 team at this point in the season. And, you know, their playoff hopes are still alive for them. But that is 3-1 here, Steve. We'll see if OU -7.5 works out for you. I just think it's going to be one of those low-scoring games. Maybe OU wins by 3 or like a 20-17 type of game. I just don't know if I could see the Sooners covering 7.5. Moving on, guys, we got a Big Ten showdown. Number 15 USC at number 7 Oregon. This line is gigantic, guys. Oregon -10.5. Bobby is taking the points. I like Oregon. I also got to see it from Oregon. I'm taking USC here, guys, and it goes a little bit against what I've done in the past, because I remember we picked USC against Notre Dame a few weeks back, and I had taken Notre Dame because I didn't really like USC. 10 is just too many. I mean, this could be an Oregon win pretty easily, but USC has everything to play for here. Give me 10.5 points for the Trojans at the Ducks.
A lot of injuries on Oregon on offense. USC can score points.
Yep.
Their defense is a tad, and I use that term, tad, better than they've been. But, man, 10.5 is a lot of points. Give me the Trojans and the 10.5.
I'm on board with USC as well, guys. That number 10.5, when you sent it, Charlie just jumped out at me and bothered me right off the bat. I haven't been impressed with Oregon either, so 10.5, just way too big of a number, and I'll roll with the Trojans.
This is the classic definition, guys, of, you know, Vegas knows something here, and Oregon's going to win by 2 touchdowns. But I know that Lincoln Riley also isn't very good in top 25 ranked games. That kind of scares me a little bit here. But I think USC's offense can keep up with Oregon. This very well may be something similar to that Notre Dame game, where it's like a 10-point victory for the Ducks, and that half point ends up being the difference maker. But give me USC to cover. I just think it's too many points. So Bobby will stand alone taking Oregon, and Steve, you will stand alone taking OU in the two college football games. And after this, we'll be back with NFL Week 12, guys.
Going to take that break for a weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Like Charlie said, you heard our college football picks for Week 13. Next, we'll get back into Week 12 NFL action right after this. Stay tuned on WWL, folks.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We're back here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks, gearing up for this weekend's action of college football, NFL. We did the college action first. Now we're going to get into the National Football League picks. Charlie, what you got for us?
Guys, it's a real fun Week 12 slate. We have three NFC South games that we're going to be breaking down, but first and foremost, we'll start with an AFC game because, as always, we go in chronological order. Indianapolis at Kansas City. The Colts at the Chiefs. Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites at home, guys, coming off that, I don't want to say it's an embarrassing loss to Denver because Denver's got a really good team. It's just their questionable quarterback play. But they're coming off a loss. They're favored at home. Bobby's got the Colts plus 3.5. I also have the Colts plus 3.5. I understand that there's, Mike, we were talking a little bit off air about this. There's like the betting bump with Kansas City and Mahomes. But the Colts have been awesome this year. We talked with Schlereth that he thinks Jonathan Taylor is the MVP through 12 weeks of the regular season. They're also coming off a bye. So, you know, they're a little bit more rested in this situation, especially the Chiefs coming off that slugfest against Denver. Give me Indy plus 3.5. I feel pretty good about this one.
I'm going to roll with the Kansas City Chiefs at home.
Me too.
Expecting a big bounce back for Patty Mahomes and crew after getting, I guess, like you said, basically, Charlie, embarrassed in that Denver matchup. And this Colts defense is not anywhere near to what the Broncos are able to do. So I'll roll with the Chiefs at home, given 3.5.
I think they can put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And so I'll stack the line of scrimmage and say, okay, if you're going to beat me throwing it deep. I'm not gonna give you up that Taylor stuff. And I'm going to put a lot of pressure on Daniel Jones. I'm going to go with the Chiefs here. Somewhere along the line, the Chiefs going to hit it. You got that feeling. And maybe this is almost like a little bit of a sucker deal, huh? Man, look how well the Colts have played. You saw how the Chiefs didn't really play well. It's almost like, okay, I felt the hook and the bait hit right in front of me. I'm going to go Chiefs.
We'll see what happens, guys, because this is probably the toughest opponent that they have left on their schedule. I know that they host Denver, I think, late in the season, second to last week, I believe, something like that. But the Colts are rolling right now, and I think that even if they don't win this game, I think that 3.5, the half point there, I feel pretty good about a potential cover. Up next, the first of three NFC South teams. We got the Falcons at the Saints. Saints 2.5-point favorites at home in the Caesars Superdome. Bobby's got the Saints minus 2.5. Similar situation here. They're coming off a bye just like the Colts. I will go with the Saints covering the 2.5-point spread against the Falcons, who are just not just walking wounded, but guys, the slide that they're on, 5-game losing skid. You lose your starting quarterback. You lose your star receiver. I think the stars are kind of aligning for the black and gold here. This line has actually moved quite a bit. It initially started out, I believe, as Falcons were slight favorites, and now the Saints were 1.5, and now it's gone all the way up to 2.5. So a lot of money coming on the Saints, but I'm backing with the public here. Give me the black and gold in this game.
Yeah, Hebert asked me, Mike, you're picking the Saints this week. I said, yeah, Bob, so you can calm your nerves. So, yeah, I think the Saints win this game, and I wouldn't be surprised. This is a touchdown game for the Saints. So give me the black and gold.
The duo of Bijan Robinson along with Tyler Algeo is scary, plus the history of Kirk Cousins that we remember. I don't know what he is right now, though. He doesn't seem
to be the same cat.
I know, exactly. So I'm definitely rolling with the Saints on this one. I'm feeling good about them after their game against the Carolina Panthers. Loved what I saw about Tyler Shuck, and hoping he can translate that into the home game against these Dirty Birds. I'll take the Saints, given 2.5. I can't believe I'm picking Saints.
Oh, the dreaded clean sweep, guys. That is not good news for black and gold fans, but we'll see what happens. Hopefully we all pick up a win this Sunday in the Caesars Superdome. Up next, we got Sunday Night Football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the LA Rams. Rams 7-point favorites flat, touchdown favorite at home. Bobby's got the Rams -7. The Rams are rolling right now, guys. I went against the Bucs last week, another team that we've picked a ton this year, but they've played a first-place schedule, so they play a lot of good teams. Give me the Rams -7 here as well. If there's a push, we get the win, so give me the Rams -7.
I'm going to go with the Rams. I just think the Bucs are so beat up right now, and they need to get healthy, and they need to get Bucky Irving back in the lineup, so I'm going to go Rams. Rams. I mean, blue steel hot right now. I mean, they're really rolling. So, Matt Stafford, Rams.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike, with the fact that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you like what they were doing, but there's just that war of attrition, so many injuries, and it's really been hitting them. Don't know what to expect against this Rams squad, because you look at L.A., I've talked about it so much, too. I hate the fact that I like this L.A. Rams team. I just, you know, have disdain for Coach McVay and this Rams squad after the Nola no call, even though it wasn't their fault. It was the refs, you know, the refs in that matchup. But still, the Rams just make me uncomfortable, and I just sadly like the way they've been playing this year.
Offense, you picking the Bucs?
Offense, defense. No, I'm going to roll two with Stafford and the Rams, given that 7 points. I would think that the Buccaneers could keep pace with them, but man, oh man, just so many injuries right now. I'm just not convinced against the Rams squad.
I hate whenever we have clean sweeps, because it always feels like a loss. But back-to-back with the Saints and the Rams, guys, it just feels like the Rams, like Schlereth has said on Tuesday in our interview with the Mike, that they're the best team in football. I know that they're the 2 seed if the season were to end right now in the NFC, because the Eagles technically own the tiebreaker over them with that really crazy fluke ending that they had in Philadelphia. But I think if you're at the end of the season, is there a team that you don't want to play more than the Rams?
I can't think of it. Now, we'll say this. Seattle turned the ball over a lot against the Rams. Yep. I'm not sure I want to watch Seattle if I got to see them late in the year. Man, that Seattle team's very talented too. So I do agree with you. Rams are a team I wouldn't want to see on the schedule, and I wouldn't want to see Seattle either. They got some talent there.
And then we'll wrap up our 4-game NFL Week 12 slate, guys. Another primetime matchup, Monday Night Football, the Panthers at the 49ers. San Francisco, just like the Rams in the Sunday Night Football matchup, a flat 7-point favorite at home against the NFC South team, this time with Carolina. Bobby's got the 49ers -7. I agree with him. Give me the 49ers to cover the spread. The Panthers, you know, like they're going to be this team that at the end of the year you'll look up and they're like 9-8, and they'll have some nice wins and some bad losses. This feels like it could be one of those where the 49ers have a nice win at home. So give me the 49ers covering the 7-point spread.
I think this game is going to be close. I really do, but I can't go against the 49ers. I just think that Little Bryce ain't going to have another 444-yard game. The 49ers are really beat up on both sides of the football, but
for some reason it doesn't matter for them.
No, they get it, keep it rolling. I think the Panthers can keep this close, but you know what? For the pick standpoint, I got to go with San Francisco.
Uh-oh, gentlemen. We're going to have 3 straight clean sweeps on this one. I'm going with the Niners, too. There's no way I can pick the Panthers on the road in this matchup. I'll lay the 7 easily.
All right, guys. Recapping our picks. Steve, you're the only one sticking with OU against Missouri -7.5. The three of us have Mizzou +7.5. Bobby's the only one taking Oregon -10.5 against USC. The rest of us have USC +10.5. It's a split decision here with the Colts and the KC game. Both of you guys have the Chiefs. Bobby and I are going with the Colts. Clean sweep, clean sweep, clean sweep. We all like the Saints minus 2.5, the Rams minus 7, and the 49ers minus 7 as well, guys.
What do you know? We picked the Saints and then against the other NFC South teams.
Yeah, we just don't like the Panthers or the Bucks or the Falcons.
Well, you know, it'd be a crazy deal that if the Bucks lose and the Panthers would pull the upset, and how this now NFC South would tighten real fast if that occurs. You got a real horse race now as it gets to the finish. But again, first things first, the Panthers got to win. They, you know, if they can beat San Francisco, which would be an upset, and then they win that game and Tampa would lose, it's really tight in the NFC South now.
Well, the picks are in, gentlemen. We will keep you updated, I guess. Charlie, when are we going to get back into this since we're not here Thursday, since it's Thanksgiving?
We're probably going to do it on Tuesday, guys, if I had to guess.
Tuesday, we'll review our pick six.
And what? Do the next week's picks.
Well, we're going to take a break right now here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Weekend kickoff rolling on. We're going to wrap things up right after this. Stay tuned, folks, on WWL. Closing up shop here. Weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Thursday Night Football coming up next here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app at 7 p.m. Saturday, LSU taking on Western Kentucky in Tiger Stadium. Start your game day 2 o'clock. Mike D'Atelier, Herb Tyler, and the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger tailgating show. They're live from the Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Come out and count down to the big game at Acme with 16 surround sound TVs, the best drink specials. It's a great place to hang out for LSU and college football, all thanks to the good folks at MAP Construction. 4:45, LSU's official pregame show, then kickoff 6:45 with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, and color analyst Jacob Hester. Tigers and Hilltoppers, Saturday, WWL, and streaming on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, Coach Rod sent me this.
Okay.
It's about 10 minutes left in the second quarter. We got a tie game in Hammond for the River Bell Classic. Nicholls State 14, Southeastern 14.
Where are we at in the game, you said?
He said a little under 10 minutes left in the second quarter.
Okay.
And so about what we thought is what we've had. You know, I think it's the last six games the away team has won. It's a crazy gig,
right?
Between them two. But 14-14 with a little less than 10 minutes left in the second quarter. And Arkansas State, Charlie, cup years. Arkansas State 3, Louisiana University of Louisiana, Raging Cajun 0.
Want to thank Luke Augusta, Charlie Long, Mike D'Atelier, myself. Have a great Thanksgiving, folks. We will talk to you soon. Have a great one, and go Saints. Who dat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.